We are continuing our Shu'urim on Binyan Ariel. We're on Daf Nun Zayin, 57 now. Just at the bottom of the page, we're starting Ot Yutet, number 19. Gam Sha'a Olamot. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Gam Sha'a Olamot, Ha'olamot, Yesh Bahem Sfirot Der Igulim, Bisfirot. Mederech Yosher. Okay, so we're going to see that even the olamot of Igolim, we spoke about this. We're speaking about the first chapter of Etz Chaim, and over in the first chapter of Etz Chaim, it's talking about the Igolim and the Igolim and the Yosher. That's the all which is coming into the Makom Panoi, and they are mid agil, and they also go straight down. We'll see all what this means exactly. Ot Yutet. Kasher natzlu v'nivru v'notzru v'nasi sha'a olamot shelemata me'ak. As after we developed, as we spoke last time, the world of Adam Kadmon, gam hem ayu b'ofen iska. It was the exact same thing as there was in the olama'ak. Of the Olam Ha'ak. So we call Olam Ha'am Yeshnam Eses Sfirot, because in each world there are 10 Sfirot, the Igulim, the Eses Sfirot, the Yosher, the Oto Olam. There are 10 Sfirot which are developed as the Igulim are going around and around, and there are also Eses Sfirot when the light is going straight down. V'cheinu bepchat bekol patzuf bekol sfira bekol haolam. This example that is giving at the beginning already of the Etz Chaim, which is the monumental sefer for learning the Kitva Ariza for the Kabbalah that we have nowadays that we're learning, teaches that in every single detail, every fabric of the universe, you'll always find, if you investigate, the 10 sfirot. Those are the fundamental principles that keep that are the building blocks of all things. Ulam kivan sheika hitgalut chokhmat kabbalah hi. Excuse me. El adam shehu bebchinat yosher lachen rov ki kol yediot hakdamot shebechokhma zu kulam oskot bebchinat yosher dafka. That you have to know that when we're speaking about the Kabbalah as we know it, now the Kabbalah is represents an explanation of the system, as we explained many times. Now the system is twofold actually. It's a system of Igulim, and there's a system called Yosher. Now they are identical, more or less. The Igulim are Bebuchinas Nefesh, that Rizach explains. This is a lower level. And the Yosher is Bebuchinas Ruach, which is a higher level. There are a lot of fascinating and interesting and very deep concepts in the Igulim, as we know, as in the Yosher. But since what's Noger to our Avodat Hashem, here we're planted on this earth for the next 6,000 years, for the 6,000 years that we've been here nearly, we are always connecting with the system of the Yosher, per se, as opposed to Igulim is not a direct contact with us. It's not where we do our rectifications. And therefore, that's why most of the Zohar, I would say 90% of the Zohar, and Kimat 99% of the Etz Chaim only focus on the Orot, the lights which come down B'Yosher. But you have to know in the back of the mind that the system is much, much greater than that. There's a whole system called the Igulim and the Zayin Malachim Shenivru the Igulim, not only the Zayin Malachim Shenishburu of the Yosher. There is a whole Torah Shlema, but again, as the Ariza tells us clearly, that we are not focusing on that. We are focusing only on the Limud of the Yosher. That we learn from the Yosher. V'ine shtei b'chinos elu di igulim v'yosher hem shnei minei anagat kolelim shel habor yitbarach klape hanivraim. Anaga klalit b'sod igulim v'hu yachasu klape sha hanivraim v'anaga pratit miyuchedet b'sod yosher hu klape am Yisrael. So what do they represent, these two systems, the Gulim and the Yosha? So he says over here, and this already I've seen in the Pisre Sha'arim, the Yitzchak Chaver, the Talmud of the Gaon Mivilna, says in the Sefer over there that the Igulim is for the Anhaga and for the Ashkacha on the natural world that we find around, that the sun going up, the sun going down, all the planets revolving, the rain coming down, the day and nights, and so it's of all the natural world, including the world of the non-Jews, is directed by a directive called the Igulim. Masha Enkein, the Yosha, the Kava Yosha, what comes, penetrates into the Adam, into the Mokom Panoi, which is enveloped by what we call the Adam Kadmon, that has a direct effect on Klal Yisrael. So our Bechinos are different from that of the Gentile world. Weiter, Chaf. Inyan on page Nun Ches. Inyan a Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Shehem, Orot, Pinim. As we know, there's a big yisod in Kabbalah that we speak about a lot, about Neranchi, which is called in short. It's an acronym for Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Yechida. Now, we split up the Neranchi in two parts. There's the Ner, which is a Nun Resh Nun, which is the Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, and the last two components, which is Chai, Yechida, on their own, be'etzem. What's the difference? Because the ruach, nefesh, ruach, neshama, the ner is what you have inside of you, and the chai yechida is what you have up and above you. We spoke about these makifim beforehand, I think. So the makif chaya is a makif which is generally part of you and also up and above you. The yechida is a makiv which is up and above you. It's much too strong to enter into the keli, and therefore, it is a makiv around you. It's a makiv around you. I've heard some people say they can actually recognize these makiv. They can actually see these makifim. They translate them in English as auras. And they see different colors. I don't know if it's true, not true, but the theory behind it. It is there because we find that these makifim or these auras are not part of you, but not inside, you should say, but they are exterior to you. And that is I'll give you just a mushal hedyot to understand this, is that when your back is turned and somebody walks in the room very quietly without any sound, sometimes the person can feel the other person's presence, even though he's not seeing them. His eyes can be closed, but he's just a sense for them. That's called a person is walking into your makiv, and therefore that's an extension of you. Okay, so let's see what he tells us over here. Ulam ot chav. Ulam tsarich ata leda'at. Ki zeh she'amarnu she'yesh shtei da'agot ba'orot. We explained that there's a difference between igulim and ruach. Igulim ve'yosha. Those are the two bechinas of lights. One light is called the nefesh. The igulim or bebechinas nefesh, and the yosha is bebechinas ruach. Now zu mechlalut davka. That's all when you take it in chlolos, the general categories. Aber bepchados, bembe yosheshu bechinas ruach, vehen beigulin, hen beyosheshu bechinas ruach, hen beigulim shehem bechinas nefesh, yesh nechamisha madrega de orot de shehem nefesh ruach neshama chai yichida. Kimo shamanu chazad brachat daf yud amud aleph, shekenegdem amar David chamesh pamim barchi nav sheet Hashem. And David the Melech said, Baruch Hashem, Nefesh Hashem, five times. Keneged, the Nefesh, one is one Chai Yechida. So in general, when we say Nefesh, that does not exclude the Neranche. Neranche is a Pchat, is Pchatim inside the club. And same thing about Ruach. V'nevar inyan, this goes into our general rule that everything in the klal, everything in the klal you can find in the prat, and everything in the prat you can find in the klal, because everything is in everything. V'nevar inyanam bebchinat ha-yosh. Now we'll explain more on the yosh, as we explain most of the limud, the Kabbalah only explains to the yosh, because that's what's nogia to Avodah Hashem. Hine kevar bi'anu sha'ohu mitlabish bekeila. We know that that's the main concept in Kabbalah, is to understand that there is two things. There's or, and there is more isgashim form of or, more materialistic, if I can call it. That's all very spiritual, but there's a more megashim form of or which forms a keli. So the etzem, you have keli and you have or. The or has to be placed in a keli. V'tzarech anu la'avin ech mitlabishim chamishan ha'madrega shel or v'toch ha'keli. How do we define bechinas in a keli? Okay, gam akeli mitchalek l'shlosh shchavot. There are three layers to a keli. Chitzon, tichon, penimi. The exterior, the middle, and the penimi, inside. V'em keneg basa kidim atzamot shebi ivrei adam. And then we find this in the Gemara Cholin, says there are three basic components to an eiver, to a limb, and that is your basa, your flesh, your gidim, the sinews, and your atzamot, which are your bones. Shem kelim, kelim le nishmoto. And these are all kelim. These are kelim. We also find this, anybody doing the learning also time is in Shah Leda Samochim Shah Aleph. Behine Nefesh a nefesh mitlabeshet b'chitzoniot hakelim. We know that the nefesh is mitlabesh on the chitzoniot of the kelim, but that means on the basa. V'ruach emsayut hakelim. And the ruach is placed in the middle part, which is the gidim, which is connected to the gidim. And the neshama, the high lady in the neshama, is in the pnimius of the kid, which is the atzamot, your bones. More, to be more precise, the moch should be atzamot. But often, shanefesh ruach neshama, that these three components of the what we call the generic. Well, by the way, when we say neshama, it's a generic name for all five parts of the neshamas. Now, but often shanefesh ruach neshama nikraim orot pinimim. Therefore, we say this is a very important distinction. Again, we make the distinction between the naran and the chai. So the naran is the orot pinimim because they go inside. Or become part and parcel of the limb, as to say. Hine yachad im hine biyachad im naran gam or chaya yored likanes b'toch hakeli. Aval kivan she'enu motze makom nitlabesh bo chozer ve'ole mitata leila be'or chozer v'yotze v'chus hakeli. Oma kivalam ileila letata misaviv lachen nikra or chaya or makiv chozer. Then the fourth bechinim, which is called chaya. Chaya tries to go inside the keli, but it's too big. And therefore, since it's too big, it has no choice but to be makiv the keli. Therefore, it's called the or chozer. It goes in, pops back out. That's called the chazar of the or, and that's why it's called or makiv hachozer. Ulam or yechida, which is the last of the five neranchi. L'rov godlo meikara eno nechnas l'toch hakeli kimo achaya afilu l'sha. It doesn't go in because it's too great. V'afil, it doesn't even try to attempt to go into the keli. Elim yad mitzvah shle akiv misaviv l'keli behekev urchav me'ot. It takes a wide stance around the keli because it's way too big. Al yedei v'lifnim min agulim shel oto hakelim de oto patzuf o. Al yad, sorry, I read it wrong. The al yad, it goes all around. Let's read that again. Ela, miyad mispashiv la'akif misaviv lekeli behekev orchav meod. It goes all around the keli. Al yad vilifnim min haigolim shel oto akeli de oto patzuf olam. It goes. It's monks. It is within. We have to understand the igulim on the outside of the mokum ponui. No, let me repeat that. That they come out right. On the outside of the Mokum Ponui, we have the Or Makif HaSofer. That we're not talking about. That's the Or and Sof. Within the Mokum Ponui, you have two divisions. You have the light which is going around, like the Moshal of the onion. You have the Igulim. And then as well you have the Or HaYosher, it goes straight inside like a needle piercing the onion. Now between the needle, just imagine the onion is hollow inside the etzim. It has igurim, but not completely to the center. So in the center, you'll find a space between the yosher, the or yosher, and the igurim. Now within that space, you'll find what's called the makifim. Now makifim, this is move one. It's chaim. Igurim of yosher. That is where the end of anaf hay. That's where you'll find the these makifim of the yosher we're talking about. Not makifim with the, because the parts of the igurim also have their own makifim. They also have their own panimi or makif. But we're not speaking about that. We're talking about the or makif of the yosher. Well, hey, nika makif yosher shbiyad mispashet or ayechida beyosher behekev rochav kenal behekiv misavi. That's why it goes all the way around. That's why it's called a makif. ולא כמו אור חיה שנכנס ויוצא שוב ההיקף. But not like the אור חיה, which is a smaller היקף, because it's not, it goes in the keli, outside the keli, ולכן נקרא מקיף חוזה. באופן שהם סך שלושה אורות פנימים נרן, שני אורות מקיפים חי, which is chai and makiv chozer, v'yichido and makiv yosher. So that's what we split up. There's naran and there's a chai. V'or chaya mitlavish betoch hakelim pinimim derech yitzoniyutam, and the chai, which we say goes in the keli, only goes into the, doesn't go into the pinimis of the keli, only can go as far as the chitzonius of the keli. Aval or yichida yeshlam kelim miuchadim devechinetz makifim. Even the yichida has his own kelim, even though we said it doesn't go into the kelim, but it goes into its particular, particular specific kelim that they have, very dark. V'chein hu b'kol ha'olamot ha'partzufim sfirot kechulaka zu mamash hen legabe ha'kelim hen gabe ha'or. So this system, just remember it, it's a very important system we just spoke about, the naranchi and how they fit into the kelim. This applies to all of Etz Chaim. This applies to every situation. You'll find you always have this system of Or and Keli. And within Or, you have the two different types of Or, the Naran and the Chai. And in the Keli, you have these three specific parts of the Keli, Pinimi, Tichon, and Chitzon. Okay, that is the system. Good. Okay, so, yeah, let's continue. Now, Hine. Now, we're talking about, now we're here on page Nuntet. Seder haruchniut v'amochim shbe'adam kadmon. Now we're talking about the mochim now, which is the top part, which is the ga, which is called the which is the gimel rishone, which is chabad, which is the chabad chokhma bina dat, or sometimes we can consider it to be the keter chokhma bina. Depends which aspect we're focusing on. Ot chav aleph hine. Milvad or akav, the end sof. Now, besides the or and sof, we're speaking about the cow which is coming into the mokum pono. Mitlavish tvocho ak, we spoke about this, that is in the neshama of Adam Kadmon, the first world. Yes, la Adam Kadmon, gam ruchniut mochim, mibichinat atzmo. It also has its own, bichinot, own mochim. Ve'em abba dagot shel ruchniut, shehem, bichinat chokma bina vak. ומלכות וכנגד יש להם ארבע שמות הוויה שהם שונים ומחולפים כפי מלוויהם והם הוויה דמלו יודעים כזה. So we find in Ak, besides the fact that he has the end sovereigns in him, he also has the 10 spheres in him, which is, as he said, this is the Chabad, Chagat, and the Nahi system. Now connected each one of these, connected in the connected yeshlam alba, connected all these bechinas that we spoke about, there are four principal binyanim which hold Ak together. And actually, since Ak is the neshama of all the worlds to come, subsequent worlds to come, these are the building blocks for all the next worlds. Now, what are these four main building blocks? וכנגדם יש בו ארבע שמות הוויה שהם שונים וחולפים כפי מלויים והם הוויה דמילו יודים כזה. It's a milui of the word הוויה. And we add yudim in order to maximize the milui, the extension, the spashtus of the hawaya. And how do you spell that? Yudvav dalit. Ke yudvav ke yud. Very important. These are These come up all the time. This is something a person has to memorize. It's the Gematria of 72 and has 10 letters. These are just a system that a person has to memorize. These are Hashpa'ol. These are the Shem Hashem. It's called the Ab Sagma Uben, as we'll see in a minute. This is the Gematria of Ab, which is 72, Gematria of Sag, which is 63. The third name is the Gematria of Man, the fourth name is the Gematria of Ben. Like I said, these are fundamentals that come over and over again, especially in the Kavanas. And the Kavanas are part and parcel of the moving of what we call the Mochim, moving of the various Shefas from place to place. You manipulate them from coming up to down to up. And what are you doing? You're moving these Mochim. And that makes the growth of the Paltzufim. So some Shem will speak about that when we get into the Kavanas. So again, let's define these Mochim clearly. So these are the first Moach we find, which is Moach HaChokhma. The Moach HaChokhma is an acronym called Ab. Why is it called Ab? Because again, it's the Gematria of Ab. If you add up all these letters, Yud Vav Dal Kei Yud Vav Yud Vav Kei Yud, you find it comes up to 72. The second Milui, the second Shem Hashem, Holy Shem Hashem that we speak about often is the Milui of Yudim. Havai the Milui Yudim Ve'od Avav B'Milui Aleph. So it's right. So this is the same Gematria, same form, same Havaya, except the only difference is that in the Vav, instead of putting a Yud as we did previously, we're putting an Aleph. That's the only difference. That's called Sag. That reduces the Gematria to 63 as opposed to 72. Then the other Shem Hashem, that is called the Milui Alafi. That means you, again, Havaya is the principle, Yud Ke Vav Ke, and you Memali it, so it's Yud Vav Dalit Ke Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, and K Aleph. So I pronounce the He as Aleph, as K, in order not to pronounce the name Shem Hashem. Now you see clearly that instead of all the Yuds that we had originally, we're going to add all Aleph. That's called, hence the name of Miloy de Alafim. Now that is Gematria 45. Now the last and final one of the building blocks is the Havaya de Miloy Ahin, because this is the Ben. This is connected Ben. The Gematria 52, and this is Yud Vav Dal K K Vav Vav K K Gematria Ben, which is 52. Now, there's a few things to say over here. Now, this really be'etim is called Havaya Loshon Ariza is called the Havaya Kfula. Why is it Kfula? Because you see, all the letters are repeated, so it's K K Vav Vav K K, and even the Yud Vav Dalid is repeated because the Yud Vav Dalid is, how do you spell it? Yud, Vav, Dalet. So Yud is the Yud, and Vav, Dalet also makes the Gematria of 10. So Be'etav, it's really, you can read it, Yud, Yud, KK, Vav, Vav, KK. So the complete name is Kofol. Now, if you notice that also the greater Gematria of the letter is before the lesser one. That means the Ayin, which represents 70, is before the lower denomination of base, which is 2. Sag, same thing. The 60, 60 is before the lower denomination of Gimel. Ma, which is 45, the 40 is before the Hey. Now, the only exception to this rule is Ben. We see that the high Gematria is 50, is after the letter base. So then the shine is, why is it called? Why is it like that? So there are two different pshatim over here. Maybe I'll just tell you one, because we want the gematria of 9. That's what we're really after. Because if you take the gematria of the mispah katan of noon, what you'll find is 7, and the gematria of base is 2. So that makes 9. That's the gematria of all of them. If you look at Ab, because Mispah Katan of Ab is 9, Mispah Katan of Sag is 9, Mispah Katan of Ma is also 9, and we also want to make this also 9, because if the other way around it would have been 7 as opposed to 9. And why 9? Because 9 represents the 9 main Sfirot in every Paltzuf. Every Paltzuf has 9. The Malchut is the 10th, which is always the beginning of the next Paltzuf. That's one. There are other shots in that thing, but we'll continue with now. That's enough for now. V'shem Ab hu b'chochma de'ak, shem sag b'bina de'ak, shem ma b'vak de'ak, and shem ben b'malchut de'ak. So therefore, as he started off to say, that these four building blocks, which are part and parcel within the Shema of Adam Kadmon, represents the shogash of all these sefirot. The Chochmah be connected the Ab, Bina is connected the Sag, the Vak, which is the Vav Ketzav, is connected the Ma, and the Malchut is connected the Ben. So therefore we find the ten sefirot, which is connected all these four Vachinas. The Ab mitlabish b'toch Sag, Sag b'toch Ma, Ma b'toch Ben, and Ma b'toch Ben. So we find that as well, that we have the fundamental principle of Al Basha, that the Ab, which is the source of all of the three, all of the four, is more panimi. Around there, you can think about it as if there's a cylinder within a cylinder. So let's say you imagine you have these four cylinders in front of you. The thinnest one, which is Ab, which goes in the middle. The one going around it is Sag. The one going around that is Ma. The one going around that is Ben. That's where it goes. Now, it's not shavah b'shavah. We'll find that the Ab sticks out, and then we'll find that the why is that? Because Ma Sag is a bit shorter. We'll find the same thing relation between Ma and Sag. Ma will be a bit shorter than Sag, and Ben will be a bit shorter than Ma. Okay, so you see like a sort of a pyramid effect developing. Now, V'ayinu b'yachas l'komot Adam Kadmo, V'av mitzpashet bo meroshat sofo. We know the Ab again is the pnimius, which is in the Shem of all. The Sag milabish me'ala Ab, me'ayin u'me'ozen de'ag v'lemata. Okay, the way it's presented in Osset Chaim is more from the Ozen downwards. Even though the Leshem says that the shorish of the Oznaim is actually in the Moach, that's why he's saying it's connected to the Anayim. Now the Ma v'Abe mitlabishim ala Sag mitibul de'ak v'lemata. So if you look in, have an X-ray vision of the Adam Kadmon, and you look down from his tibul, from his waist downwards, then you would see in front of him these two other bechinas of Ma uBen. Ulam kol echad me'arba'im kolim arba'atam. Sorry, kol echad me'arba'atam kolim arba'atam. Now, just because we said there are four main bechinas called Ab, Sag, Ma, Uben, nevertheless, you have to understand that they are also calling each other. So you have the Asmab. So in each one of these bechinas, Ab, for example, the holy name of 72, not to get mistaken with the other holy name of 72, 72 letters. It's not 72 letters, but this is the Gematria 72. So in the word, in the Shem Hashem of Ab, which is the Milo Yudim, you have also an Asmab. So you have Ab the Ab, Sag the Ma, Asag the Ab, and Amad the Ab, and then Ben the Ab. And that's what he's spelling. But often she has Asmab the Ab, Asmab the Sag, Asmab the Ma, Asmab the Ben. I know this gets a bit tedious after a while, but again, this is one very simple system. One person gets it clear in his mind, he can work with it. Vine Ab the Ab who megule lemala mina kakavta ad inayim veuznayim the ak. As we said, there's different. You can always mechalik everything in the klal you can find in the pchad. So even though we say that the Ab is in the pnimius of the ak and stems from the top of his head all the way down to the feet, nevertheless, we can divide the Ab into four sections, which is Ab, Sag, Ma, Uben, the Ab. So therefore, from the Gugat, from the top of his head until his ears, basically, that is all we call the Ab, the highest proportion of the Ab. When you get me Oznaim Ad Tibul, that's called the Sag, the Ab. And then when you get me from the Tibul downwards, from the waist downward, then you'll find the Ma, Uben, the Ab. And that's what he says over here. V'sheret de'ab hem sagoma uben de'ab hem mitlavishim b'toch ha'sag de'ak kolel v'hu ki ab de'sag de'ak hu megulu min enayim ve'oznayim ad tibo. Now we'll find now, what about the sag? So we divided the ab into four general parts, from the top of the head until the ears, and then from the ears down to the tibo, and then from the let's divide it properly. From the top of the head until the ears, that's called the Ab. when you come down from the ears until the tibor, that's called the ab. That's called the sag de ab. And when you find from the tibor downward, you find both bechinas of ma uben de ab. Now the sag will be divided. The sag will be divided the same way. The sag, you have an asmab of the sag. Asmab of the sag. So the way it goes, it's from the anayin, that's where it starts, of ak. It's going to start from the anayin of ak until the tibo of ak. That's going to be the ab, the sag. And then from the tibo of the sag downwards, you're going to have to find the sag mauben, the sag. And then find the last bechina of ma'uben is all mitibo lema. So you find all four bechinas. The asmab of the ma'uben is going to be all down there. So let's just read the words over here. We'll finish off. Who ve'ab the sag the ak humegulim mina uznaim uznaim at tibo einaim ve'uznaim at tibo malabish b'shava the sag the ak the ab the ak v'ben malabish alama v'shneihem mina tibo v'lemata v'amar malabish misag. Sma, that means the sag ma'uben, the sag, the sag ma'uben, the sag malbish lima de'ab kulam minatibo velemata mi ze betochse. I know it sounds a bit complicated, but again, you just go slowly again over this tape, writing it down, you'll see the picture is very clear. Now, v'hine, kol elu abichinot de'asmab, de'ak, all these bechinas that we described, these 16 bechinas. Now, hem orot muchim shebipnimuto. These are all the internal neshamas of Adam Kadmon. Vekenegdam yotzi mehem orot meirim mechutzelon. Now, besides the fact that they are this neshama, they also project outwards. Umehem nasim kama pchate olamot midlabeshim al gebe ak. And they produce from them all the different spiritual worlds. Because from Ak is the shorish, the root of all the worlds were going to come out from him. All the worlds be developed gufa from his neshama. And by the way, the Mefarshim explained that the, how do we see this in this world? These are the kochod that we have, the five senses. That from the, our eyes comes out our neshama, believe it or not. And that gives us the koach haria, that gives us the power of the sea. From the koach of the sag, which is inside of us, our neshama projects outwards and gives us the koach of shmia. And then we have what's called the chotim in the pe, that's the koach, that's the koach of our neshama, come out and give us the ability to smell and to taste, and so on and so forth. These are all spiritual beds. The sight is spiritual, hearing is spiritual, it's not something, it's not tangible at all. Smell is spiritual. These are all spiritual senses that we have, which are coming from the penimius of a person, from the neshama. Okay, with that, good. We finished Perek Beis, and then Tashem, next time we'll be doing Perek Gimel on Daf Samech Aleph.